Chapter 24. This is how Aaron's descendants, the priests, were divided into groups for service. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father did, and they had no sons. So only Eleazar and Ithamar were left to carry on as priests. With the help of Zadok, who was a descendant of Eleazar, and of Ahimelech, who was a descendant of Ithamar, David divided Aaron's descendants into groups according to their various duties. Eleazar's descendants were divided into 16 groups, and Ithamar's into 8, for there were more family leaders among the descendants of Eleazar. All tasks were assigned to the various groups by means of sacred lots, so that no preference would be shown, for there were many qualified officials serving God in the sanctuary from among the descendants of both Eleazar and Ithamar. Shemaiah, son of Nethaniel, a Levite, acted as secretary, and wrote down the names and assignments in the presence of the king, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the family leaders of the priests and Levites. The descendants of Eleazar and Ithamar took turns casting lots. The first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second lot fell to Jedaiah, the third lot fell to Harim, the fourth lot fell to Seorim, the fifth lot fell to Melchijah, the sixth lot fell to Mijamin, the seventh lot fell to Hakaz, the eighth lot fell to Abijah, the ninth lot fell to Jeshua, the tenth lot fell to Shechaniah, the 11th lot fell to Eliashib, the 12th lot fell to Jakim, the 13th lot fell to Huppah, the 14th lot fell to Jeshibiab, the 15th lot fell to Bilgah, the 16th lot fell to Immer, the 17th lot fell to Hezer, the 18th lot fell to Hapazes, the 19th lot fell to Pethahiah, the 20th lot fell to Jehezkel, the 21st lot fell to Jakin, the 22nd lot fell to Gamel, the 23rd lot fell to Deleah, the 24th lot fell to Maaziah. Each group carried out its duties in the house of the Lord according to the procedures established by their ancestor Aaron, in obedience to the commands of the Lord, the God of Israel. These were the other family leaders descended from Levi. From the descendants of Amram, the leader was Shebuel. From the descendants of Shebuel, the leader was Jediah. From the descendants of Rehobiah, the leader was Ishiah. From the descendants of Izhar, the leader was Shilomith. From the descendants of Shilomith, the leader was Jaath. From the descendants of Hebron, Jeriah was the leader. Amariah was second in command, Jehaziel was third, and Jechamiam was fourth. From the descendants of Uzziel, the leader was Micah. From the descendants of Micah, the leader was Shamer, along with Ishiah, the brother of Micah. From the descendants of Ishiah, the leader was Zechariah. From the descendants of Merari, the leaders were Mali and Mushai. From the descendants of Jaaziah, the leader was Bino. From the descendants of Merari through Jaaziah, the leaders were Bino, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri. From the descendants of Mali, the leader was Eleazar, though he had no sons. From the descendants of Kish, the leader was Jeramiel. From the descendants of Mushai, the leaders were Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the descendants of Levi and their various families. Like the descendants of Aaron, they were assigned to their duties by means of sacred lots, without regard to age or rank. It was done in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the family leaders of the priests and the Levites.